Good morning. That disturbance that was heading our way yesterday continues to move through the region with lots of clouds and scattered showers overnight. So an overall dampness out there early this morning, maybe even some rain showers on your way into work. Temperatures, though, on the pleasant and comfortable side and generally in the 40s to around 50 to start the day. We'll continue to have clouds and even a few showers early this morning, although as the disturbance weakens and the moisture gets wrung out, we'll have more in the way of sunshine later on, especially in the valley locations, and temperatures will respond nicely into the lower and middle 60s. We'll even be closer to 70 degrees in the lower Hudson Valley across into southern New England. High pressure that brought us the great weekend has been hanging out to our east. That'll build back in starting tonight with partly cloudy skies. Temperatures will be back into the 30s and lower 40s. With more in the way of sunshine tomorrow and that same high pressure center dominating, it'll be on the mild side again in the upper 60s to around 70 for tomorrow. And that sunshine will give way to some clouds on Thursday, but highs will still make it into the lower 70s. A weak cool front will slide through Thursday night and Friday morning. So we'll start the day Friday with some clouds associated with that front. We'll have a return to sunshine in the afternoon, but a bit cooler on Friday. Still very nice, though, with highs well up into the 60s. Right now, it looks like high pressure will dominate into and through the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry, with a mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday. We'll be into the lower 70s, and lower 70s expected to last into the early part of next week. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from northern Kansas into Iowa and Wisconsin. A stalled front will extend from western Kansas into central Iowa today and will provide a focus for afternoon and evening storm development due to convergence along the front and strong heating. Shear profiles will be marginally supportive of supercells and large hail, and locally damaging wind gusts will be possible. Meanwhile, a variety of weather hazards are possible for the central and western part of the country. Wind advisories are out for parts of the Dakotas, Minnesota, Idaho, and Montana, while freeze watches are out for the Texas and Oklahoma panhandles. There's even a winter storm watch for the I-25 area north of Denver from Fort Collins into Cheyenne and Laramie, Wyoming, for up to 8 to 14 inches of snow through midweek. Finally, the river flooding in the Midwest is ongoing. Flood warnings remain in effect for the Red River in North Dakota and most of the mid and lower Mississippi River. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or water spout from an airport was at Ann Arbor, Michigan at 1:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Austin, Texas at 7:38 p.m. yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 35 miles visibility, mostly clear skies and 36 degrees. Southwest wind at 6 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 4 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 43, 77% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.26 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Ocotillo Wells, California, to a low of 23 at Crane Lake, Minnesota, and Pinedale, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo partly sunny with a chance of showers and highs near 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 60 degrees, the low 50, the average temperature 55, that's 2 degrees above normal. 0.03 of an inch of rainfall yesterday for the month, now 2.47 inches, which is 0.59 below normal, and 8.09 inches for the year, which is 2.97 inches of precipitation below normal. There were 10 heating degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 561 and 6,058 for the season. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 86, set in 1903, and the record low, 25, in 1874. Sunrise this morning was at 5:51 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:55 p.m., 14 hours and 4 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley, and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Increasing sunshine and mild today and highs in the upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower to mid 60s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing sunshine and mild today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the mid 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy this morning with more sunshine later today and highs in the mid-60s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, mild upper 60s, sunshine giving way to some clouds Thursday, lower 70s, back into the 60s Friday with increasing sunshine, and a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, Sunday, and Monday with highs all 3 days in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.